Chapter 14. Magazine clipping thumbtacked to the wall of the lounge at Samarkand House, New Path's residence building in Santa Ana, California. When the senile patient awakens in the morning and asks for his mother, remind him that she is long since dead, that he is over 80 years old and living in a convalescent home, and that this is 1992 and not 1913, and that he must face reality and the fact that a resident had torn down the rest of the item. It ended there. Evidently, it had been clipped from a professional nursing magazine. It was on slick paper. "What you be doing here first," George, the staff member, told him, leading him down the hall, "is the bathrooms, the floors, the basins, especially the toilets. There's three bathrooms in this structure, one on each floor." "Okay," he said. "Here's a mop and a pail. You feel you know how to do this? Clean a bathroom? Start, and I'll watch you and give you pointers." He carried the pail to the tub on the back porch, and he poured soap into it and then ran the hot water. All he could see was the foam of water directly before him. Foam and the roar. But he could hear George's voice out of sight. "Not too full, because you won't be able to lift it." "Okay." "You have a little trouble telling where you are," George said after a time. "Well, I'm a New Path." He set the pail down on the floor and it slopped. He stood staring down at it. "New Path where?"
"In Santa Ana."
George lifted the pail up for him, showing him how to grip the wire handle and swing it along as he walked.
"Later on, I think we'll transfer you to the island or one of the farms. First, you have to go through the dishpan."
"I can do that," he said. "Dishpans.
You like animals?"
"Sure."
"Or farming?"
"Animals."
"Well, we'll see. We'll wait until we're acquainted with you better. Anyhow, that'll be a while. Everyone is in the dishpan for a month. Everyone who comes in the door."
"I'd sort of like to live in the country," he said.
"We maintain several types of facilities. We'll determine what's best suited. You know, you can smoke here, but it isn't encouraged. This isn't Synanon. They don't let you smoke."
He said, "I don't have any more cigarettes."
"We give each resident one pack a day."
"Money?" He didn't have any.
"It's without cost. There's never any cost. You paid your cost."
George took the mop, pushed it down into the pail, showed him how to mop.